Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
Heaton is like, what are we going to talk today? I don't know. I told him that this is going to be a fun one. So he was like,
No, wait. What? You said I'm going to love it.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
No, don't get it.
Fair.
Now I'm like completely scared.
All right. So here's the
Thanks
setup.
Thanks for scaring me, bro.
All right. It doesn't happen that often, so I enjoy when I'm able to do that.
I'm like, what? I'm like, what?
Wait a second. Your hey, this is heat was really slow because you're like, what is he talking about? What is this going to be?
If anyone tells me I'm going to love something, it doesn't matter who it is. Right away, I'm like, all right.
I'm going to hate this. Let's see.
I don't know. Not I'm going to hate it, but like, all right.
Okay.
I trust you.
Okay, all right.
Let's go. What do you got?
Let's go. So here's what we want to talk about today, or what I want to talk about today. I want to do a 4-minute episode. So we're going to, after this intro, we've done 400 episodes of the Startup Chat, big milestone, over 400 now. And what I'd love to do is like turn it around a little bit. There's an episode, we'll link to it. I need to search for it, where we talked about everything we've learned having a podcast and doing a podcast. Yeah. But what I'd like to do is a quick 4 tips to people who are doing a podcast or starting a podcast based on everything we've learned or based on all the interviews we've done. Like you have done thousands of podcasts, other
Same
people's
with you.
Podcasts,
yeah.
same thing with me. So let's,
Heck yeah, let's do it.
That have
love
a podcast,
it. Love it, love it,
4
love
tips
it.
In 4 minutes. I'm going to stopwatch this.
So we get a minute each and we get 2 each. Is that what's up?
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
I thought 4 tips, 1 minute each, and we'll go 1 minute me, 1 minute you, 1 minute me, 1 minute
you. All right, cool.
I'm going to be doing the stopwatching.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
So I'll go first. First tip that I'll give to people that have a podcast that interview people is do your research, right? And either interview people that you've been following for a while or that you know intimately. Maybe it's just your friends or people you work with or people that you've been following for a long time so that when you talk to them, you can make your interview stand out. You can ask questions they have not been asked or ask the question that they have been asked before in a different way and have a conversation that makes the person that you're interviewing really enjoy it. Because if they enjoy it and if they feel like your questions and your interaction with them is really engaging, they're going to give you really amazing content versus asking them generic questions because you know nothing about them, nothing about their business, never listened to them and never heard anything about them. I have 10 more seconds and I'll tell you, I interviewed Gary Vee a long time ago and he told me at the end of the interview, this was one of the best interviews I've ever done because I asked him a bunch of shit nobody had ever asked him. All right, that's it. That's my first tip. You go next.
My tip for being a podcaster and podcasting, meaning being the interviewer, is don't just make it an interview. Mm. You have to have a conversation. You have something to say. You have a response to what they're saying. Don't just ask them questions. I don't care who you're interviewing, how popular they are, how smart they are, how much you want to learn from them, or even how much you know about them. In fact, the more you know about them, the more conversational you can make it. And so to Steli's point, research is important, but I hate it. And hate is a word, and I don't hate a lot of things. Okay, fine. I dislike it. I don't hate it.